You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Arsenal are 2-9 to qualify, Watford 3-1. And Danny Welbeck to score in an Arsenal win is 5-2. That's in 90 minutes, by the way. And Odion Ighalo to score in a Watford win in 90 minutes is 10-1. Derek, you can have first go at this. Arsenal, it's after a few weeks of maybe thinking they could win the title, they're now probably only going to win the FA Cup if they get that far. So are they going to be taking this more seriously than we probably would have expected a few weeks ago?
Well, it's a difficult one to look at, isn't it? Because you think, yeah, if I was managing them, yes, you would be, without question. Because they've got the Champions League coming up on Wednesday or Tuesday. Wednesday, I think, is a Barcelona, which they look as though they're already out. But you can never tell with Wenger. He's such a loon that he might rest players for this game and try and turn it round against Barcelona on Wednesday. I know it sounds daft, that, but I wouldn't put it past him. I can't believe Watford are 3-1 to qualify, by the way. I really can't. This is a decent Premier League side. 3-1 to qualify against Arsenal. Too big, that. I can't go for Arsenal here, 6-10. I don't think they're a good side, you know. I really don't. I'm not getting carried away by the way they polished off Hull in midweek, because it was a whole side that, you know, you could argue that Hull have got bigger fish to fry in a Championship than in the FA Cup. I wasn't impressed with either side, to be honest. Any time I see Arsenal, I keep thinking, well, what's all the fuss about? I just don't see anything there. I really don't. And I know that Watford aren't scoring many goals. That's a problem. But I read an interesting stat in the build-up to this game. Watford's last 9 games have been drawn at half-time, mostly 0-0. That's quite an incredible stat, that, isn't it? So I think what I'm going to do, the only thing I can go for here, Watford aren't scoring enough goals, and they can't back Arsenal at those kind of odds-on prices. I'm going to go for the draw at half-time, which I think is around about 10-11. It just looks nailed on for me, that one.
All right, drawing at half-time. Dave, do you have an opinion here?
Yeah, I think Arsenal are too short at 6-10 to win this game. It's all right, Arsenal rolling over Hull 4-0 at the Emirates, but the fans expect more, they want more, and they deserve more as well from Arsenal Football Club. They have won 15 consecutive rounds of the FA Cup now, and they hold the record for consecutive rounds won in the FA Cup, which was 16 back in 2002 to 2004, but the problem that Arsenal and in particular Arsene Wenger have is that they're standing still in the competitions the club actually wants to win, or the fans want them to win. They were good against Hull, but that was Hull City, and Hull set up with three at the back there against Olivier Giroud, just one striker, and got absolutely overrun in the midfield. And you saw the show ponies turn up for that match. Theo Walcott and Giroud both had outstanding games, but Watford are a different kettle of fish here. They've got the team to frustrate Arsenal, just like Swansea did at the Emirates a couple of weeks ago. And we all know that Arsenal are weak psychologically. I think what Watford will do here is they'll sit and try and absorb the pressure that Arsenal throw at them and make sure the play is in front of that back four. The problem you've got if you want to support Watford here at 9-2 is they've stopped scoring. Odion Ighalo has looked threatening, but he's now gone 7 without a goal. He's 12-5 to score in this match. The way Hull set up at the Emirates didn't work, but Watford will do things differently. I actually do fancy the shock here. I think Watford are overpriced at 9-2. Ighalo is going to get back on the score sheet at some point, because he does continue to look threatening, keeps having shots on goal, shots on target as well. I'm going to put up a few bets here at big prices. I like Odion Ighalo to score at 12-5. I fancy Watford to win this game 1-0. At 14-1, I think they will soak up the pressure, hit Arsenal, and Arsenal won't have the quality to break this Watford side down. So Watford 1-0 at 14-1, and at a massive price, Odion Ighalo to score first, and Watford to win the game 1-0, 45-1 that is. So Watford bets for me here, Arsenal too short at 6-10.
It's interesting what you mentioned there about the goals drying up for Watford. Just looking at their matches on the road, by the way, in their last 5 away games, they've scored 2 goals, and they both came against Palace. The rest of the games, they haven't scored. So yeah. I wonder if it'd be worth just chancing something like Watford under on their goals, under 0.5 goals is 11-8, just for them not to score, basically. I'm not sure they...
If they don't score, I could see the 0-0 draw being a runner here at 11-1. That's a massive price.
That is a big price. That is it should not be 0-0 should not be that price when Watford are playing. Definitely not.
Because they do set up... He will set up so defensively in this match, and Arsenal will have 65-70% of the possession, but they'll struggle to break Watford down. We've seen that throughout the season with Watford. Teams have difficulty breaking them down. I think on the road, they're a good proposition, Watford.
That's a crazy price, that 11-1. That
yeah,
really
it's
is.
It's very big, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah.
I think the expectation is that Arsenal are going to dominate Watford from the outset here. If they don't get an early goal, though, their fans will be frustrated quickly, and that will put extra pressure on these Arsenal players.
Under 1.5 match goals, by the way, is 3-1.
That is very big.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.